So we got a beer bitch here. Bell. I like it. Yeah.
That's a good intro there. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
No.
I'm going to say no.
What's up, guys? We got a guest in the house. His name is Tom. Tom?
Chris, go fuck Chris yourself so much. You fucking asshole.
Go fuck yourself so much. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming from Orange County.
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, and that's all thanks to Eric, this fucking prick. Because, like,
you're welcome.
I do stand-up comedy, and he came out. I was performing at the Ontario Improv. This was years ago.
I remember that.
And, yeah, and the host, before I go up, I have a long, gobbledygook German last name, Groeschel, and it's spelled horrifically.
So Tim Groeschel.
Yeah, and so the host asked me, like, how do you pronounce your last name? And I'm like, it's easy, it's two words, Groeschel. Boom, done.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool. And he comes to bring me up, and he says, everybody give it up for Tom Groeschel. I'm like, dude, it's a three-letter name. You fucked it up. How did you do this? You got Groeschel right. You fucked up Tim.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But, and then from the crowd, I could hear Eric and his cousin yelling, yeah, go Tom!
Tim Groeschel is a good comedian name, though.
If you say so.
It sounds like a comedian's name.
Fair enough.
That's fucking hilarious. So, I mean, fuck, we already talked about it. So I was at the show last night, since you guys are fucking barely... Are you guys both on acid right now?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. I was wondering how you guys are so awake. You guys said you barely slept.
Yeah. Yeah. No, by barely, he means not at all.
Not
a wink.
I think I closed my eyes
for like 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, it started, like, we took it before the show so that it would kick in during the show, which it did. Which was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then once we got back to his apartment, it was like, I don't know, 12:30, something like that. And so the acid was just kind of starting to peter out, and it's like, okay, we could take a little more and go for it, or like it just call it a night. And I was like, fuck that, let's do this.
Oh shit.
And we went for broke and went like full tab at like 12:30. So.
Oh shit, a full tab?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, we went hard.
How long is it supposed to last?
About 12 hours usually.
So what'd you guys do the rest of the night?
We just watched shit and
watched fucking like Letterkenny.
Yeah, the last season,
random Letterkenny ass movies and shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking love Letterkenny.
What'd you eat?
leftover lentil stew.
Yes.
Is that bullshit cheeseburger In-N-Out cheeseburger bomb. Stew shit he made or what?
No, it was just some straight up hobo chili. Like that's all it was.
Yeah, it was lentejas, bacon, and potatoes.
He doesn't know about the In-N-Out stew. So he went to In-N-Out once and made a stew out of In-N-Out burger.
That is hideous. That's
I didn't use the whole burger. Too. I did not use the whole burger. I just went. I got meat.
Animal style.
I got fucking onions. I got the basics: meat, onions, and a tomato.
A tomato, singular.
Yeah, just a slice of tomato. Like, but I got extra onions and just to make a soup out of that. I mean, and some fries. So potatoes.
Wait, why the fries?
Potatoes, meat, onions. That's like the base soup right there.
God damn it, Eric. I'm fully aware of what a basic soup is. But however, the potato form is rarely in fucking French fry format.
It's fine. It's already salted.
Stop trying to act like this isn't bananas. Like,
I mean, it is. It really is. But
you fucking jackass.
It worked out.
Stop looking at me like you're not insane.
He's all trying to convince you. Like,
I know, right?
It's fucking potatoes.
It's ridiculous. Well, that was like his fucking sister this morning talking about some nightmarish, hideous-sounding dream she had. And she's looking at Jerry going, right? About a dream she had.
She looks at Jerry. She's like, you were there. He's like, I don't remember.
Yeah, we were like, wait, no, this isn't how this works. This is your dream.
She's like, yeah, shit. I had this cute little pet. It had like a baby face and weird orangutan arms and its legs wouldn't work,
so I had to help it walk. But it was really cute, and we're like, the fuck it is. That sounds like a nightmare.
Right, Jerry?
Yeah.
I can just imagine him standing there like, what the fuck?
Yeah. As he's hungover trying to put his fucking shoes on. He's just hearing this and like, what the fuck?
Oh, you guys all crashed? They all crashed at your place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I mean...
Well, not really crashed. They just hung out.
Well, no. Eunice crashed immediately.
Oh, shit.
And then Jerry stayed up a little bit, but really was just in and out.
Yeah.
Until finally we kicked him off the fucking couch, like, go to bed, motherfucker. And then we stayed up and watched Letterkenny and tons of shit.
Fuck. What about Corey? He left New Zealand already?
No, he's he's at BlizzardCon.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. It's like a video game convention, right?
It's like a general like nerd computer? Fest.
Yeah, general nerd.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah. I seen the post that he posted about New Zealand. Like,
oh, yeah.
This was just doing it, huh?
Yep. Fucking A.
Well, he's got the time off, so.
That's fucking dope.
He's fucking going for it.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get money back from the job?
Yeah, a little bit. That's cool. So that's why he's like, you know what? I'm going to take a fucking break, get the fuck out of here.
That's fucking dope,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fun. Fucking Butters.
Yeah.
Fucking Butters.
Oh, hamburgers.
So do you have any shows coming up, Tim?
No, actually, I just got done with a long run of them. Like, this week is ultimately tailing off of a very long run I've just done. I did three nights this week, headlined two of them, like 35 minutes a pop. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. So much fun, burnout.
are you starting to get to that hour?
We're getting there. Nice. I mean, slowly but surely. You're
polishing off that 30 minutes?
At the moment, it's just about, like, getting comfortable with doing a half an hour. Like, that's the weirder part. I mean, you live, when you first start out at open mics, doing five-minute sets. And that's great for teaching you how to write a joke.
Yeah.
You know? But when you have a half hour up there, it's a whole other monster, you know?
Do you ever get stuck staring at someone? Like, the audience? Or do you just kind of look up?
From time to time, I have. Yeah. But at the same time, usually, if you lock onto them, there's a specific reason, and you can just use that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know.
Or crowd work, make fun of them or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Have you tried the new spicy chicken from Popeyes?
That was random. I was like,
we'll take a fat fuck left turn. I'm all right with that.
You look hungry. Have you tried this?
I know, right? This motherfucker knows his fried chicken. What's up? And no, because I don't wait for my fucking fried chicken. No, I haven't had it, but I heard it's the shit.
It comes out tomorrow again. That's why I'm like,
oh, really?
Is it that big of a thing, though?
It is.
Is it that serious?
People are like, yeah. I know guys that are really picky, and they're like, dude, it's fucking good.
Yeah, like everybody that I know who's had it is like, dude, Chick-fil-A can go fuck themselves forever.
Chick-fil-A is bomb.
Chick-fil-A is pretty good. I think they're a little overrated, if I'm being honest.
Pretty bomb. It just tastes
like white people food. Like, yeah. It's too white. It's too fucking white.
You're right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You could add pepper and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
some seasoning.
There ain't no struggle in this. Like,
they give you a choice of like 20 different sauces.
Yeah, yeah. That's because they're insecure about their fucking chicken.
There's no struggle in this.
That's what it is, man. It's white privilege. The food. That's what Chick-fil-A is.
And we have Sundays off, so
they brought it back on Sunday. Well, they bring it back tomorrow on purpose, just because.
Oh, really? Just
that's fucking good.
That is good. That's stone cold. I like it.
Does Popeyes have drive-thrus or?
Yeah. You never been there?
Fucking rich, dude. I'm not gonna. Where's there a Popeyes?
Everywhere in the
fucking
world.
Drive, son.
No, but I'm not gonna go. If it's not in my vicinity, like within 10 miles, I'm not gonna go. Just bust a mission to go get a sandwich real quick. That's a waste.
You tried to go get some Del Taco the other day.
That's why.
Okie on the way home.
Yeah, that's why you weigh one of my ass cheeks, man. All right, you don't have the dedication to the food that I do. All right,
yeah, dude, get committed, you son of a bitch.
What's wrong with you? All right,
I see something. From work, they were saying at Costco, if you go buy a chicken sandwich, it tastes exactly like Popeyes, the frozen one they sell.
Your
there.
Friends are fucking.
That's something similar. Fucking ridiculous.
Or something similar to it. So if you don't want to go and drive,
I don't know what dead ass taste bud to have friends you got, but
I say them are friends.
It's
absurd. Coworkers,
acquaintances.
Right away, just throw them under the bus. They're not my friends.
Oh, fuck them.
Just immediately. backpedal.
I'm like, fuck you guys, I have no friends.
Have you tried the Double Del yet?
That's what I was going to ask. Double Del cheeseburger.
I tried one time to get it. And,
wait.
Del Taco, the Double Del bacon
Tim,
cheeseburger.
You haven't tried it.
The Double Del cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Is that not a thing they've had?
Yeah, you've tried it
forever.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. They've been around forever. This isn't an exclusive thing. Yeah.
But these two guys haven't tried it.
Oh, you guys have never had it?
No.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's pretty fucking good.
They think we're full of shit. They're like, dude.
Well, we've tried to get it. It's on the same night. It's underrated burger.
It is. It's absolutely underrated. I would 100% agree. Like, I would take that over anything at McDonald's any fucking day of the week.
Exactly.
Hands down. Hands down.
Yeah,
fuck your Big Mac. Trying to pad shit out with your middle dough. Fuck off.
Oh, I never thought about that.
That's just a cheap way to make a bigger burger, you fucking hacks.
That reminds me of your bit about... oh, wait, no, that wasn't your bit. Fuck.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was the funnier guy.
Someone funnier.
Somewhat funnier. No, that was good.
It's because I want to go see your show, the one at the brewery.
Yeah.
And that guy was talking about tacos. He's like, I don't fucking like that they add an extra tortilla. Like, what the fuck? I don't. Yeah. Yeah. You're missing the point. I want more meat, not more fucking tortilla.
Oh, it was the dude with the glasses, huh? The Hispanic dude.
Yeah, he was pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
The guy before you.
Yeah, yeah. No. He's good.
But you killed that show. That was
Really good, dude. Yeah. No, he's right about the tacos, but I understand, like, it logistically, just from a structural standpoint, like, because one corn tortilla, that shit is flimsy as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? That shit'll die hard.
That's true.
And then you're just stuck with this fucking, like, half a taco salad on a paper plate. It's just so sad. I'll take an extra tortilla to not have to deal with that moment.
That's why you just do burritos.
They are better.
Just...
It is. It's just better.
What are you doing right now? Yeah. What is this?
Are you looking at your phone or what? God damn.
He's holding like a baby.
A legit fucking burrito.
Either that or he's trying to manage the weirdest dick pic ever.
don't give him that much credit.
No. One hand phone, other dick.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to get it as close as possible to the phone to make it look bigger.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta set up scale. What?
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yeah.
To Eric.
All the time. I can show you so many.
Look, man, it's not unsolicited. All right?
What's the angle, though? What angle would you go with?
What do you mean,
are
what
you
angle?
Are you laying down or are you standing up?
Oh, no. I went with standing up.
From the back.
Underneath.
You sick bastard, Tim.
Look, man, my ball game is strong. All right?
Shoes? What? Theirs? They're in Nick's room.
There we go.
That was a break for commercial.
A domestic interruption. Chicks throwing you fucking ass and titty shots. You can't just come back with thanks. Like, you got.
I would. Like,
a little emoji and shit. Like, thank
that's
you.
Cool. Right, yeah. Thanks. The new faces that the iPhone has. Like, yeah.
Aren't you like part Canadian or your family?
What? No. I just look like I come from the mountains. Like,
well, you sound really nice. You're like, oh, she just sent me some tits. I'm gonna send her a dick.
Yeah. Well, no, that it's simple exchange, right?
Like, yeah, Ray.
Yeah, you don't play hard to get.
Play hard to get. Look at me, motherfucker.
I don't care how I would look. If I was ugly as fuck, I'd still be an asshole.
Wait, you just call him ugly as fuck?
I'd be offended, but like that's my act. Like, my whole act is I'm ugly as fuck, so I don't give a fuck. I know I'm ugly.
That's fucking awesome when you start your show with like, yeah guys, I'm single, and then people start cracking up. Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Fucking assholes. It's a little harsh immediately. That fucking judgment.
Yeah.
You should just do it with your shirt off. Stand up. Like,
Bert Kreischer already cornered the market. All right. Bert already cornered the market on that shit.
He lost a lot of weight, so. It's
fucking over. Bert? He hasn't lost shit for weight.
You what? You haven't seen his new pictures?
Oh, yeah, because he's 1 month. He's losing weight for one fucking month. It's all coming back. Well, it's all coming back.
Hateration.
No, I'm a fan of history. It happens every year.
Speaking about history, shout out your podcast.
Yeah, it's called Let Them Fight. It's me and my buddy Jacob Trimmer. And basically, we just pick like some fucked up person from history and just sort of go through their life. And the only criteria is they have to have lived a fucked up, violent life. So we have a lot of criminals, a lot of soldiers, a lot of like warlords, crazy motherfuckers. Like, just did one. Oh, my God. It was so brutal. this it's so like little known. It's actually kind of what fucked my head up telling the story to my buddy that about this guy Shiro Ishii, Japanese guy, World War II, was a scientist and a doctor, was Surgeon General of Japan, ran his own little Nazi experiments, essentially.
Oh, shit.
And it went way further than Nazis ever did. It was called Unit 731. It was a real thing.
Shit.
Yeah, and talking, unleashing straight-up bubonic plague on Chinese civilian cities.
What the
like,
fuck?
Like, killing like 500,000 people straight up.
And people don't talk about this? Holy shit.
Well, here's why. It's super fucked up. We didn't even know about all this shit because after the war, like, obviously we were doing war crime shit like we did with the Nuremberg trials for the Nazis.
Yeah.
We did the same thing for Japan. When it came to these guys, we had the Soviets also kind of trying to cut in and do some things. And these guys are like, hey, we learned a lot of shit. That's why we did this. We got a lot of data.
A lot of science.
We got a lot of fucking data. Soviets want it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so basically, we fucking let them off for all the data. And they lived out the rest of their days, man.
Isn't that
like some of the guys
got off? They just got off?
Stone free. Shiro Ishii, the guy who ran the entire fucking division, died of like throat cancer at the age of 68 or something.
Fuck.
He lived his entire life out, and we covered it up until like the 80s when it came out.
That's insane.
And the Japanese still deny it, too. They won't cop to it at all. This is why China hates their guts, and I kind of get it. Like, could you imagine if Germans like talk to Jews like that? Like, come on, man, fake news. Like, you'd be like, yo, blow me forever.
Well, I did hear about that like a while back that some teacher or like, I don't know if it was just one incident, but they were trying to say that, that the Holocaust wasn't real.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you see
Christ.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking so crazy, stupid. Yeah. It's, I mean... It doesn't matter what event you go to from throughout history. There are conspiracy theories up and down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it goes all the way back to anything. Any big moment in history, there's fucking theories.
Yeah.
You know, Roosevelt let Pearl Harbor happen.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, it's right out the gate. It's immediate. They're always trying to find the angle.
So do you believe in a flat earth?
What? Jesus Christ. You with the left turn.
You couldn't even get that out right
now. I know.
Because I wanted to look at your reaction.
Because I, well, no, not only
you
that,
choked
like,
yourself up right there.
Like halfway through it, I saw like that little fucking cunt smirk like up your lip. I was like, God damn it, dude.
Like, here it comes.
I was like, I know this ain't legit.
Tim knows because I used to be in the same office with him and. Fuck, I have to bring this up, Tim. Remember the time when I fucking hit you with that big-ass rubber band?
Oh, yeah.
And your eyes swole for like a whole week?
Yeah.
Fuck. Because we used to have fucking crazy wars. We used to get fucked up to the point where it's like, we'd probably be mad for like an hour.
You didn't go to HR?
Well, no. Fuck that.
Fuck, dude. We had Nerf wars. We had everything. It was intense.
Well, no, because it started out like just, it was just rubber bands. But then somebody had to fucking escalate. You know what I mean? It's like somebody starts with a gun, somebody else ups to a tank. Like, here we go. And so like it became tying two together. You know what I mean? Get that extra shot on it. And then it's three. And then it was, oh, dude, I found the thicker ones. The thicker rubber bands that got a real snap on them. They hurt like a son of a bitch. And then...
Why don't you just shoot paperclip?
Fuck that. Because they weren't free. But then somebody hunted down those giant monster ones,
Eric,
man. These humongous thick rubber bands. Like, you would have to, with all your strength, like, pull them apart. And then when you let it slip, man, oh, my God, it was devastating.
For a week, his eye was
swollen. It was swollen, like a slap to the face.
I feel like you underestimate how strong I am.
What? What the fuck?
You're right.
I feel like everyone does that.
You're right. You're totally right.
Yeah, dude.
Although I'd called it just estimate. I say we estimate.
So Martin's been thinking about doing stand-up.
I've never thought about doing stand-up.
Yeah, you have, dude. Fuck it.
Get your 5 minutes together, bitch.
Yeah, dude.
I don't got time to put in. You got to put in work. I don't have... It's a...
No, you got to...
time-consuming.
Well, if you want to take it seriously and shit, yeah. But, like, I'd say to everybody, like, give it a shot. Like, build 5 minutes. Like, think of the funniest 5 minutes you can. Just put it together. Commit it to memory. Go to a fucking open mic. get up there and spit it out. And if you don't immediately love it, fucking bounce. You know what I mean?
People... No,
like, it scared the shit out of me. I was fucking terrified the first time I went up there and did it. Especially because I started, like, later than most. Most guys start in their early 20s. I was, like, 27 when I started.
Yeah.
And so I remember getting fucking terrified before I got up stage. And I was like, God damn, I thought I left this feeling goodbye, like, the second I left high school. Like, like giving public speech, you know what I mean? It was like, weird feeling that fear again.
Were you faded or what?
What?
Were you faded?
No. I intentionally wanted to do it stone sober. I wanted to just have it raw. And I was just standing outside chain smoking like crazy. And
do you remember your first set?
Yeah. Well, parts of it.
Was it good?
No. Well, no.
You never know.
Well, no. It's funny. Like, I was so fucking terrified. I had that 5 minutes committed. Like, somebody could have fucking... shot a gun off. It didn't matter. I wasn't gonna break rhythm, cadence, nothing. I was a robot. I had that 5 minutes. And so I performed it and it went surprisingly good. It went okay. And then next week, same thing. I was fucking terrified, rehearsed the shit out of it, nailed it. Second week, got some good response. I'm like, sweet. Did it a third time, same thing. I'm like, I got this down, dude. I have comedy figured out. 3 weeks in. Got it. And then my fourth week, I was like, I got some ideas. I got some stuff. I'll just go up there. I'll make it work.
Freestyle.
Yeah, about 20 seconds in, I was like, oh, fuck.
You bombed?
Oh, I fucking ate so much ass. It was ridiculous. I tanked.
Do you eat ass?
I mean, like, not religiously.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Cool.
Did your beer smell afterwards?
Look, man, that's just not neighborly if you don't do that. All right?
Wow, you're so fucking gracious.
That's what I thought he was Canadian.
Yeah. Tim's a giver.
Yeah.
Tim's a giver.
No, I'm all about
He's
fairness.
A giver.
Oh, so she ate your ass.
What?
Has a girl eaten your ass before?
No, I've never had that.
If she was
Mainly because I wouldn't subject any person to that.
Would you lay down or would you be on all fours?
Poor girl.
I know. It's not good. It's not a good look either way.
If she really loves you.
It's tough, though. I mean, you're either going, you know, sad fat dog or sad fat baby.
I don't know why I just imagined this.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
The way he said it, he put thought into it. He's like,
yeah.
Sounds like he's done it before.
Yeah.
I think you just.
I don't know.
To stay manly, you'd have to go baby.
No, dude. I'd have to go all fours just because.
Would you look back at it?
I don't know, man. That's tough. Like. You were going to get executed. Would you want to see it? Like,
I would, yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Right. I'd rather see it. Yeah.
So I guess I give a glance back. Like,
would you let her pull your hair?
I've let women do less for pulling my hair. I ain't no fucking prude.
So how was the show yesterday?
It was fucking great. I loved it.
Where was it at? What theater was it?
Regent.
The Regent Theater.
Okay. What's the demo there?
A bunch of weird people.
Oh yeah, a lot of like punk dudes.
Yeah.
Is there any shouties or what?
Rockabilly people too? Right.
But it was much more punk. Like a lot of denim vests with patches on them and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
spikes
that was.
And shit.
Yep.
What about Latinas?
Nah, not that much actually.
No females.
Well, no, I mean there were females, and just
not that many.
Not of the Hispanic persuasion.
Yeah,
we're talking about Amigo the Devil.
Yeah, a lot of white chicks with a lot of white makeup on.
Yeah,
a lot of
skinny white dudes.
Yeah,
like Suicide Girl style.
Kind of, yeah, but
sadder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some bro-ho romance girls.
We call them 5150 girls.
Yeah. What's going on?
What?
Yeah, this place is kind of haunted.
This is a podcast studio / office.
because I'm just hearing voices that ain't in the headphones. I'm like, we didn't take that much acid.
How much did you guys take?
You're like, wait, did I?
I know, right? Now I'm losing track of it.
You see the full tab.
So he yesterday, but today.
Well, no, that was at the end of the night. I mean, we started the night with like a little bit. It's tough to measure at this point because Campos is going with the liquid, and it's
it's just
he's just dipping out.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much just I'm just eyeballing it, so I'm just.
Oh, how do you have it?
It's liquid. It's like a little tiny.
Oh, it's liquid.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny vial with a dropper in it.
Yeah,
and I take that vial out, like I take the little dropper out, and I barely touch it to a piece of paper, and that's usually about a quarter tab.
Piece of paper? Like what kind of paper?
Anything. Like a tissue paper.
You can't just put it in your drink?
Well, you could.
You could, but if you put it in like certain things like alcohol, it'll start to fuck it up immediately.
Like a fucking volcano?
Well, no. But it's called acid because it literally is an acid.
Yeah. So the potency will just fucking start to dissolve.
Yeah, like, it can fuck it up.
Yeah. So even
so
in...
So how does it not eat the insides of yours?
No, not like that.
But it's not hydrochloric acid. It's a type of acid.
Yeah.
The same way you're alive after eating a bite of a pineapple dumb shit.
I don't eat pineapple. That's fucking racist.
How are you racist? Pineapple's fucking delicious.
It's because I'm brown.
Can we... I'm sorry, I didn't know liking pineapple was a controversial opinion. Like, I thought we were all pretty much on board pro pineapple. Like,
pineapple and pizza.
Yes.
All right, hell yeah.
Fucking A.
Dude, yeah.
If we just
also, by the way, here's my controversial half of it. Go fuck yourself with your low rent Canadian bacon bullshit sausage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Pineapple and sausage better.
Damn, he was pretty mad about that.
What do you have against?
I've been carrying this banner for years. All right,
pineapple and jalapeno. I like that.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, chicken. That's absolutely good.
Need that spice in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever had pineapple on a hot dog?
No, I haven't. Yeah,
That's a Colombian thing. It's pretty good, actually.
Really? Because it sounds like it's in defiance of God's will.
What'd you say about Section 8?
I just heard low rent.
No, for real, pineapple on a hot dog?
Yeah, that's your thing out there. They put pineapple on a hot dog and then like
Please tell me there's more than just that.
No, it's pretty good. I don't know exactly what it is.
This sounds like a clusterfuck. This is one of those ones where like it's a lot of things put together and you're like that shouldn't work and it turns out bomb.
Yeah,
and they use Hawaiian bread too.
Oh fuck yeah.
That shit's bomb. I mean, you guys been a dog house, right?
So that's a fucking sandwich.
I still haven't been.
You haven't been there?
Have you had any good food?
Apparently not. Fuck, I'm missing out.
Do you live?
Just lentils? Shit. Just lentils.
Barely.
Fucking making In-N-Out soup and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm destroying a perfect burger.
I'm making my own concoctions over here.
Disrespectful as fuck.
Dude, you are the saddest scientist.
I'm just in the kitchen crying.
So we're not going to do that show then.
Well, that's right. We want to do a cooking show.
Oh, fuck.
You and him.
Yeah, us two.
Yeah, why? Because we always end up yelling at each other.
But we're going to have to buy you guys beer nets.
Like immediately. No joke. Like within 20 seconds of both of us being in a kitchen at the same time with one burner on. Yeah. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
Hey, fuck you. I should put this in. No. Don't put that in.
What are you doing? What are you thinking about that? That's ridiculous. Shit don't belong in there. Have you even salted that shit yet?
Is there a happy ending?
Hopefully the food when it works. Like, you
know. We usually just end up strangling each other for a little while.
Oh, yeah. And then we get tired and we finish the meal.
Yeah.
Sounds like a gay porn.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
But with food.
Yeah.
So that's a gay porn. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not apparently, I'm not the aficionado of gay porn that you are. I didn't know that food featured so prominently in it. I mean, I assumed swallowing did, but beyond that, like...
He's like, yeah, it's in there.
Oh, yeah, that's in there, too.
There's always a sandwich.
There's usually a nice, like, tasteful spread, you know? Well, cheese and crackers.
You don't know if you don't like it unless you see it, so... Don't fucking judge me.
It was a lonely night, that, huh?
That no, laughter you hear like, is judgment.
I'm Prince in this shit. I'm secure with my sexuality. I can dress like a chick. I can fucking...
What? Wait, what?
What? Is that a dare? Like, the way you said that, you're like, yeah. Fucking dare me, bitch. Like,
oh, we're mix up. Yeah. Make up right now.
God damn. I'll suck whatever. Like,
well, that's going weird.
So you do have a line, you fucking coward.
You set yourself up for that. Right?
Have you ever taken anyone home after a gig or a show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that must be nice.
You wouldn't think so if you saw her.
He's all repeating his set in her ear. He's like, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah.
But so, there's like,
hey man,
chicks
that's what
that,
got me there.
There's chicks that go to shows for that shit, though, right?
Yeah, like, chuckle fuckers.
That's what they call
them. Oh, chuckle fuckers. Yeah. Yeah. Really? That's really a thing?
I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And to the point where now, like, fucking female comics are like, hey, that's kind of a dick thing to say. And we're like, come on, man. Like, it's tradition. Who's Rodney Dangerfield, fuck chuckle fuckers. Like, it is tradition now.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Too many to name. I mean, to start, like, the first guy I heard do stand-up before I knew that that was a job you could have was George Carlin.
Okay.
And, yeah, took a lot. I think a lot of my style comes from him. And then after that, it just opened up into everybody. I mean, I love Bill Burr, Doug Stanhope.
He's
a fucking monster. Stanhope, if you've never heard him, is unfucking believable.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope. He drinks a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Weird that I like him so much.
Did you end up drinking with him?
Yeah, I did. I opened for him once.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a fucking highlight. That was wonderful. Especially like when you see, I went out there, did like 7-8 minutes to open. I bring up the feature comic. I walk backstage and Stanhope's standing there and he's like, hey, good set. I'm like, thank you. And he's looking at like 3 pages of notes, like of all his jokes and whatnot. He's just looking them over. And as I walk by, he looks at me and goes, I need a fucking joke, man. And I'm like, Jesus, dude, even when you're that good, like this guy to me is
still
top 5 comics all time, is looking at 3 pages of what I'm sure is fucking gold. And it's like, this is all shit, you know?
Damn,
and I'm like,
crazy.
And I'm like, that's why he's that good, though.
Yeah, because he's never like content, right?
Nope. He's always saying, no, it's not good enough, and just going further.
Yeah. Did you say you had a Bobby Lee moment one time too?
I did. I did have one Bobby Lee moment. That was way early on. I think it was actually my first trip to the Comedy Store, or second trip to the Comedy Store. I'm hanging out in the hallway and fucking meet Bill Burr. He's just waiting to go That's up crazy. On stage. And we just shoot the shit for a minute. Nice enough guy, just as mad as you'd think. I'm like, because it was like 11 o'clock, and I'm like, wow, you're out late tonight. And he's like, yeah. He's like, my wife and I got into it over some shit, so now I'm here doing this. And I'm like, yeah, that's on brand. Like, that makes sense. And then as we're talking, yeah, Bobby Lee comes walking up and starts talking to Burr, obviously. They know each other. I'm just some random fat dude. And, as they talk, like, Bobby is just a mile a minute. Blah, 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 blah. I don't even remember what the fuck he was saying. It was just, it was the most scatterbrained thing I'd ever heard in my life. And, like, 5 seconds in, Bill, like, kind of eyes to me and, like, gives some body language, like, introduction. You know? Like, here it is. Like, Bobby, there's another person here. And so he turns and sees me, and I go to shake his hand. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And before I can get a word out, he just taps my chest.
That's a Bobby
goes,
Lee move.
Nice to meet you, man. And then just goes right back to just blah, 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 at Bill Burr.
What the fuck?
And then that lasts for maybe, I think Bill said 2 words to him, and then that lasted 30 seconds, and then he was just off. Bah. He's
like
just
fucking,
just this little Coke fairy, just flitting around the Comedy Store. Like, and I just remember standing there looking at my chest like, did he just fucking do that? Like, and Bill Burr just looked at me and like just shrugged. Like, what are you going to do?
I remember you told me Rogan offered you, I think, weed once.
Yeah, Rogan and what's his name? Ron White.
Ron White, damn.
Yeah. It was, out in back crazy. Of the store, and I was there doing roast battle, which you haven't seen. It's so much fucking fun. But I wasn't there for a recording or anything. It's just they do the show every Tuesday, and that's what I was there to do. And I'm standing out back, just kind of get my notes together, having a cigarette, and yeah, there's Ron White, a couple other dudes, Joe Rogan just passing a joint between them, and Ron White goes to hand it to me, and I'm like, I got roast battled, and he just goes, yeah, I got to keep clear head for that one, and just and passes it past me.
Have you ever done Kill Tony?
No, I haven't done Kill Tony. I love
that show. That's just hilarious.
Yeah, there's some good motherfuckers on that.
That's fucking crazy.
It's actually weird to see, too, now. Like, this is one of the most interesting things. I had no jealousy in it at all. If anything, I think it's fucking amazing. The guys I started with are actually starting to get jobs.
Oh, really?
Like, two of my buddies who I started with are writers for David Spade's show.
Oh,
on Comedy
shit.
Central.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, they're full staff writers.
He seems really cool, like, listening to him on podcast.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad about him yet. Yeah. Except for one thing, but I'm not going to say it.
He seems really cool, but also really weird.
No, the one that seems weird is Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
Like, he seems fucking like a trip.
He is, but he's a sweet dude.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like he has that, what is it called?
Southern charm.
Yeah, there you go. That fucker's hilarious. Him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
No, Theo's funny as fuck. Of course, Segura.
I like Brian Callen. I don't know why.
Oh, like, Callen's
he's
good.
Fucking his energy.
He is.
The fucker's hilarious.
That's a good, like, beginning of the fucking night joke or comedian right there.
Well, because he's like, fucking just break a 7 room year open. Old still.
He's fucking
Where the fuck?
Nah, he just seems like an old dude that would fuck young ass chicks.
Okay.
Brian Callen. His energy is so crazy.
How dare he?
It's a crime.
I'd feel weird. So you'd fuck a chick that was 18 right now? Wouldn't that feel weird? Where would you go?
I mean, I'd feel bad for her.
Where would you go?
Like, if I was to...
What do you mean, where would I go?
If you're Brian Callen, like,
I'm asking for a friend. Yeah.
like to go drink.
Like, I'm not taking her to a farm. Like your pet
okay,
when your mom says that, you know,
would you take her home
put him down.
Would you give her alcohol at your house?
How old are we talking?
I said 18, motherfuckers.
No, I'm not giving her a drink.
Yeah, fucking right.
No way.
Fuck you, liars. Just because it's recorded.
Look, motherfucker, I meet 100% of my women at bars. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Which means
under 18,
that's on the cover. That ain't on me. If you're in there and you have a drink in hand, that's other people's problems,
yeah,
not mine.
That's different. But still, I'm just saying, if you're to take a chick out, it'd feel weird if she was under 21.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're going to have a conversation that went beyond, like, three words, yeah, it definitely, there wouldn't be a whole lot to talk about. Yeah. I would agree. However,
I'm not saying just straight fuck.
See, I am.
We have to go through a, so you're an asshole. You're a fucking fake guy. You're an asshole.
Why?
Because he said that he's nice. he's sending dick pics back after they send that shit.
He never said he was nice.
No, I've never made that assertion.
I said he was nice. Oh,
yeah, I mean, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, we know that.
That's fucking hilarious. Fucking, so what about, like, Orange County? Because I know, like, that's usually where you do all your sets.
Yeah, yeah.
That place that we went to, you said closed down. So where do you do your sets now?
Well, I mean, that was just the Friday spot. There's tons.
Oh, okay.
You know
gotcha.
What I mean? So, like, in fact, there's an entire dedicated page to it, just the OC Mic list, where it's just a running list. Any night, you could go up in Orange County and find a five-minute spot to do.
Yeah. Do you get paid or is it free?
Open mics are free.
Yeah, open mics.
That's the idea, is that anybody can sign up. Therefore, it's free.
Yeah.
And also, there's no charge for anybody, because who the fuck would pay to watch a bunch of nobodies work out 5 minutes of new material?
You've done the Bray Improv, though, right?
Yeah.
The new one, too? Isn't
no,
it, like,
I haven't done the new one yet.
I heard it's fucking huge, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot bigger. Nice. And then I've done Irvine, old Irvine, and new Irvine. New Irvine can go suck a dick. I don't like it.
What about Ontario?
Ontario's the shit. Yeah. It honestly, if I'm being totally blunt, it feels like easy mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really does.
That's joke.
Like, it's so fucking good. It's such a good room, and everybody's so into it that you can just go up and you'll just throw out lines that are just throwaway lines, not even considering that they're jokes, and they're getting hits.
Oh, shit.
It like I said, it feels like easy mode. It feels like you're cheating. What's up?
Have you ever done a black room?
No, I've never done a black room. I've done not, wow.
Yeah, that was a growler.
Yeah, right into the mic.
Yeah, I know. Fucking amateur. Fucking Joe Coy is really big there. And
yep.
Bobby Lee. I mean, we saw Bobby Lee there like maybe a month or so ago. Fucker's hilarious. I've never seen his full, like his full set. Like I've just seen the Comedy Store stuff.
Ring the bell for the bitch to pour my beer.
There it is. Fucking beer. Eric's pouring the beer.
What's up?
What beer did you end up getting, Eric?
Hop Daddy.
That is. It's an Hop Daddy.
IPA from Main Street.
Yeah, I think it's called Main Street.
I only go there every fucking week.
Yeah, you're there like every other day, dude.
Yeah, but it's because we call it Lampo's.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
It's in a Lampo's pizza, so we don't ever call it.
Oh
by
shit!
Main
so
Street.
It's not even. It's two different things.
Yeah, Main Street Brewery.
Yeah, Main Street Brewery.
Oh, what? This whole time I just thought it was just Lampo's.
Nope.
No, it's always been two different things. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Like the bar area.
Their beer's pretty good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they make some solid stuff.
Do you still go there for lunch?
Yeah, every now and then.
Oh shit! I remember when it was
by every
distance.
Now and then. I mean, too much.
Do you walk there or you drive there?
I walk.
Do you still have beer in the fridge? Close. At work?
What? it comes
fridge?
And goes.
Oh yeah.
The mini fridge remains, but yeah. The beer within comes and goes.
Are you still aging stuff? I remember back then you were aging stuff.
Oh yeah. Nice. I still got some good. I got some good beers. The one I'm sitting on right now, because I need to open it soon, because I feel like it's going to start tapering off. Like, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Is Firestone, this one they have called Hel Dorado. It's like a blonde barley wine. So think like 805 times 3.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, that's the flavor. It's really intense. And aged in bourbon barrels and shit. Real caramely kind of flavor to it. Fucking delicious beer, and clocks in somewhere around 11-12%.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I remember you were big on Alaskan, something from Alaskan.
Oh, smoked porter, baby. Oh, smoked porter. The Alaskan smoked porter. That's still the best dark beer, I think, ever.
You don't like hazies. I fucking love hazies, but you're telling me you don't like
hazies. I got over them real fast. That tinge, whatever it is that the hazies have, that taste, I don't know. It just, it got old. It got old for me.
Because you're a grown-ass man now.
That's right. I'll take my bitter-ass drink, thank you. I don't need no pussy way to try and hide my bitterness.
So when you started your podcast, like, how'd you guys come up with it? Like, what was that whole deal?
It actually came about pretty naturally, because we just found ourselves telling these stories just in conversation when we were just hanging out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love history, and especially military history, so I read a lot of books and audiobooks, shit like that.
Yeah.
Just war memoirs, crazy fucked up stuff. And so I'd hear some bananas-ass story, and I'm like, how the fuck do we not know about this guy? Like, how is he not popular? You know what I mean? We know, like, all these other assholes from history. We don't know Daniel Inouye.
Yeah.
Daniel Inouye is a fucking American hero, and I can't believe that I have to, like, explain to people who he is. Dude was a god. Like, World War II, Japanese-American.
Yeah.
Was at Pearl Harbor when it happened. He wasn't part of the military in any way. He was just, like, I think he was going to college or something like that. And Japanese attack. He tries to sign up, and, of course, they turn him away because he's Japanese.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to get in, keeps trying to get in. Finally, about a year of trying, they put together an entire division of Japanese Americans to go fight, and they end up sending them to Italy to fight the Nazis.
Oh, shit.
And this dude, anyway, who's a sergeant, they're trying to take, like, this series. They're on a ridge, and they're trying to take these, like, three machine gun nests. And first one, he charges in with his guys. They take it down. He gets shot in the stomach. That should be the day. Like, you know what I mean? That's it. It's over.
10 o'clock out.
That's what I mean. You're done. I've been shot in the stomach. Fucking tap me out. I'm out of here. But no, he keeps going, keeps leading his guys, and comes to the second fucking bunker. He decides to leave his guys back, and he crawls up close with a grenade. He's just going to lob it in there. The guys inside the fucking bunker see his ass. They pull out an RPG.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He goes to lob the grenade. They fire the RPG. From 10 feet out, it hits him in the elbow.
Oh.
The problem is, they're so close, the fucking warhead didn't arm.
Oh, shit.
So imagine just a brick hitting you at that speed. It tore his arm off at the elbow.
Fuck.
But, like, a little piece was still there, so it was, like, dangling. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, his arm was dangling with a live grenade in his fist. like that he couldn't control.
That's a cool poster.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. And so he had to pry his own grenade out of his own dismembered hand and then lobbed it into that fucking bunker and took those guys out.
Oh, shit.
And then again, that should be a wrap on the day.
No way. Fuck.
I swear to God, after that, he led the third charge into the third machine gun nest and dropped it himself. One hand Tommy gun.
Oh, fuck.
I swear to God, like a fucking superhero.
At that point, you're
Rambo
like,
right there.
Yeah.
He probably thinks, oh, I'm going to die anyway.
That's John Wick. Yeah. John Wick 4.
Yeah, straight up. And he's just this little Japanese dude, Daniel Inouye. And then after they were done with that, he helped set his guys up along this ridge line. Like he kept leading them, and then he got shot in the leg, and finally, I guess his body went, fuck you, made a unilateral decision, and shut his ass down.
That's kind of racial profiling. How do you know he's small?
Because he's 5'1".
He's read history on it.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Seen pictures.
And again, the story, I mean, if that were just all his life was, that'd be amazing. But it goes even more bananas to me anyway, in that he went back home and became Hawaii's senator.
What the fuck?
To the United States and held that position almost longer than any other senator ever.
Which is crazy.
He won
Japanese.
7 fucking times in a row.
Holy
because
shit.
How are you ever going to compete against one armed war hero?
Yeah, <that's true. laughs>
Like you can't take that dude down.
Yeah, I was listening to the one about the Mongols and I was like, fuck, Tim's going to die.
I think we all had the same feeling. Yeah. We're like, oh, he's talking a lot of shit right now. Someone's not going to be happy.
There's a lot of them in Orange County too. Yeah. A bunch of black and white.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. They used to go to Lamp Post all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They still
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a meetup spot for a long time.
I had no fucking idea.
Mongols?
The biker.
Yeah, the biker gang.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the other half of it. I enjoyed that side of it. But my buddy, Jacob, much more kind of a fan of crime. Yeah. And because he's a criminal. And or he was.
Jacob.
He was. Because
he's more on serial killers and all that, too.
Oh,
right?
No. Well, not just that. We're both. We kind of share that.
Okay. Like mobsters?
Oh, but he knows mobsters, and he's all about, like, the sort of the biker gangs, yeah. You know, all that lore and everything about it with the fucking angels and everything else. Yeah. So we would just tell each other these bananas-ass stories of different guys. Until finally one day he's like, why don't we just throw a fucking mic up and just make this a show? Yeah. And I'm like, that's a good point. Fuck it. And so the only criteria is somebody from history who lived a violent life.
That's
it.
Cool.
That's all. That's the only.
So it's a lot of homework then.
Yeah, it's some homework, but it's totally worth it. Again, if it were literally homework, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I like history. So like, I hear a story or I get a recommendation for somebody or I know a guy who did a thing and then I look into his life and you get to find so many more amazing things. And then other times, sometimes the rabbit hole doesn't go deep. There's not much there. And so you're like, okay, to the sideline. But other times you find some fucking bonkers stories.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Again, like, how the fuck does nobody know Daniel Inouye? Are you fucking kidding me? This one-armed Japanese Rambo.
Shout out to Daniel Inouye.
Yeah. Who then went on to be a fucking senator for, like, 8 straight terms. It's bananas. He died at, like, 90. He died in office.
When you hear that stuff, it's like, holy fuck. Like, what am I doing?
I'm a pussy. I'm a great big pussy.
Yeah. It's like, I'm fucking doing a podcast in a haunted barn.
It's not a barn.
I don't know what this is, really.
It's an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
For little planes. For
like half barn, half fuck shed. I don't know.
Who do you think that is?
Oh, I was about to ask him that, too.
Who?
What?
You see that?
It's a rapper.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The airbrush.
I see.
Right there. Do you know anything about the hip hop world?
Not a ton.
Look at him; he's an expert.
The problem is every single detail doesn't line up with the next. Like the hat doesn't line up with the eyes, doesn't line up with the fucking lip stash, doesn't line up with
it's
the lips.
Art, like, bro. Fuck.
I didn't realize I was sitting here with the artist.
Artist either. I just be
respect art.
He's just the one that got a commission.
He just watches gay porn for the food.
Yeah. For the art.
For the food.
For the food.
For the food recommendations and the art.
Gay people know where to eat, son. They be loving brunch.
Gay porn and fucking sushi, huh?
I don't know. The hat fucks with me. Like, I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be, but they're high as fuck.
Right. So I'm going to tell you and be honest. Fucking, I don't think it's this person at all, but he says it's Nipsey Hussle.
How would you say that? That's just fucking
weird. I don't know him well enough to like judge it. But okay. I will say that it's all, yeah, throw me a real, throw me likeness.
The Simpson version of Nipsey.
No, it's not, dude.
Okay.
You see it?
Yo, did Snoop Dogg fuck Andy?
Oh, shit. Fucking Andy. That's Andy.
Okay, I get it.
No, you don't. That does not look like him.
Show him without the
beard. I get it.
He gets it. Without the beard, I don't.
You understand?
You saw, I pan up. He had the court case look.
It was the court case look.
There it is.
That's his brother. You're fucking racist.
Yeah, you didn't even realize that till you read the text, fuckface. All right, don't try and high road me.
That was him, dude.
We had a guest out here that
I just heard a voice and just lashed. All right,
getting confused. That's more racist. That's more Mexican.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Well, he's I'm taking it personal.
You're the first person that hasn't.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I hang out with comedians all day. You have no idea the savage reign of nightmares.
He's been
that
tried
we...
so hard because he gets under everyone's skin, but he hasn't tapped. He hasn't broke
again,
yet.
You can't fucking. You have any idea, dude? I watch shitty comedy every week, all the time.
He spent a day.
And it's his own.
He called you a shitty comic. Whoa. He watches his own fucking videos and shit. Yeah.
I'm not a comic, bro.
In the dark. I lobbed that one for you. There it was. That was so easy. So fucking easy.
Dude, he has thick skin.
Before
he hung out with us a full day.
And that's not a fat joke.
So
no, this is what comedians do. Like everybody just sits in a circle like this or stands in a circle outside a club.
No one stands.
And you just talk. No, there's no chairs. Yeah. Trust
Stop
me.
Stop answering him. Just let him fucking say something.
I answer him. I just threw
No, not you, him. Yeah. Like, ignore him. Ignore Martin.
Yeah, I'm just doing my ad libs. I'm doing my ad libs. You go.
Look, man, I'm not discerning. Again, I just hear a voice and you're I respond. Nice. Fuck, it might not even be real. Like,
goddamn Canadian. Canadian Tom Groschel, everybody.
I'm blowing me so hard.
Tom Groschel?
But yeah, no.
I want to hear your input on Joker, the movie Joker.
I haven't seen it.
What the
I know,
fuck?
I know,
oh, my
I know,
God.
Because I know you're big on movies and you're really good at talking about them.
Because I kind of just refuse to see that in the theaters.
Why? You have to see it in the theaters.
No, you really don't.
Yeah,
it's
do.
Not that kind
From
of movie.
From a guy that I've seen it.
It's not that kind of movie.
You haven't seen it, so how do you know if it's not that kind
because
of
movie? I know it. I looked at the fucking trailer and I said, this is Taxi Driver with face paint. That does not need to be in a... one guy's laughing because he knows I'm right. Because
he's Eric. He laughs at Eric.
That's true. He is a little
giggle.
He's
on acid, too. Yeah.
So am I, but I'm not a little giggle monkey like he is.
Goddamn racism.
Let me live my life, right?
Is that the Queen Latifah one? That one?
What?
What?
No.
What's the Taxi Driver?
That set it off, dude.
Queen Latifah, she has a fucking
taxi. Oh, yeah,
taxi,
yeah.
Oh, my
God. What's Taxi Driver?
It was Robert De Niro.
It's a Martin Scorsese movie from the 70s called Taxi Driver.
Queen Latifah and the guy who does the
that was a great
late
movie.
Night show.
Okay, that was a fucking
that's
great
a super
movie.
Fucked up movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it immensely.
So this movie is probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
Really?
Joker?
That good?
Yeah,
that good.
Dude, it's freaking good.
And everybody I've talked to, like, I've heard all over the fucking board.
Yeah.
I've heard it's shit. I've heard it's amazing. I've heard it's boring. I've, you know what
Fuck
I mean?
No.
I've heard.
You have to understand.
All over the place.
I mean, you have to just go in with an open mind about mental health. You have to see, because you see the progression of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
I don't know anything about that. Trust me, if it's about the dark descent of madness, I'm in. Yeah. All right. you couldn't ask for a sweeter setup for me. All right. My favorite, and we were just talking about it the other night, that like that is one of my favorite things on earth, is to watch a movie where somebody just it does not hesitate to go for batshit. Like, not even, I mean, acting. I mean, like, let's just put this thing in this part. It sort of makes sense, but we're not sure why. But fuck it, we're leaving it in. You know what I mean? Like that's why I love
Brokeback Mountain.
God damn.
Yeah, you got him. He paused. Tim's on mute.
Just go
Tim's
off on him. Mute. Just go off on him, Tim. Get him, Tim. Get him. Roast him.
Doesn't deserve a response. That's all I'm doing.
Look at his hair.
See what happened?
They went for batshit crazy. That movie.
What?
You said batshit. They went batshit crazy in that movie.
No, they did not.
Fucking on a mountain by himself. Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing special about that. Take it from a man who's fucked on a mountain.
You look like a guy that's fucked on a mountain. Well, yeah.
I fucked a big bear.
I look like I exclusively fuck on mountains.
In a cave.
Yeah. Like,
look, see?
Yeah. Yes. No, like, even if I hit up a chick like on Tinder, I'm like, yo, meet me out here.
How do you? So you're
off
Tinder?
The 205.
Are you on Tinder right now?
No.
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 Have you done it before?
No.
I'm so amazed by that.
I've never done it
on any no dating
nope.
websites. No?
Nope.
So how do you get your females?
At bars, dude.
Bars. Yeah. Yep. Bread
just
and butter.
Slide up or what?
No, bread and butter tends to be middle aged chicks.
So you how?
No, I don't have to do anything. That's the beauty of it.
You're just chilling?
Yeah. Just hang out at a bar. Usually there to watch a game or something like that. Stop tapping, fool. I can hear it in my headphones.
Fucking up the audio, Martin.
Yeah, what the
fucking,
fuck?
I fucking soul.
I'm unbelievable.
Rhythm. Go ahead.
A rhythm? Proceed. That's what that was, motherfucker?
Proceed. No, dude, I'll fucking get him started with drumming and shit.
Yeah,
he knows
I know, right?
Shit.
That was not rhythm. At the fucking metronome. Fucking cerebral palsy victim.
Spell cerebral palsy. Can't use it. Can't
pronounce it.
Yeah.
You a fucking idiot. God damn.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it was our fault. It was our fault.
Oh, yeah. That was the line.
You're gonna ask my question or what?
What question? I don't even remember now. No, you don't either, so fuck you.
So, what's that?
You're just trying to get us to stop ragging on you pussy.
You just got fucking derailed.
Yeah.
So what's that stupid karate movie we just saw that fucking hurt my brain, dude?
What?
Because he needs to watch that.
Dolomite.
Dolomite.
No,
Dolomite.
I just watched Dolomite.
No, not that one.
I saw the trailer. It looks bomb as fuck. I really want to see it.
I want to see it, too. Not that one, though. What is it called?
It was...
It's from the guy from
Cobra Kai.
Facebook. The Facebook movie?
Oh, you're talking about are you talking about the actor or the filmmaker?
No, the actor.
Oh, Jesse Eisenberg?
I think so. He has a karate movie out right now.
What?
A karate movie?
What's it called?
Jesse Eisenberg, as in he was Lex Luthor in the new shitty Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
We're talking about the same guy.
Yeah.
That dude is in a martial arts movie?
No, it's not martial arts.
Okay, I was like
I think it's called Self-Defense.
Oh, okay. It's a comedy. I got you.
Yeah. No, but it's very
is it bad?
It is very, very dry.
I know what you're talking
dry
about.
Dry comedy. Like very awkward.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you can't just Google self-defense and assume the movie will come out.
Oh, The Art of Self-Defense.
The Art of Self-Defense.
If you want your brain to hurt, watch that fucking movie, dude.
It's that bad.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Actually, speaking of earlier today, while tapering off of our acid high, going on no sleep at about 8 a.m., just scrolling through all the random movies he had, and I was just looking for one I hadn't seen before, and so I saw Venom. I never bothered to watch it.
Me either, because it's not rated R, and it's just PG-13.
And so I watched it, and my God, what a baffling pile of hot shit. Oh my God. It was worse than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. And I went in with low expectations. It's a pile of shit. Like, things happen that are just incomprehensible.
He's such a great actor, too. That's
it's 100% not on Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Was Pikachu better than that one?
Absolutely. We also watched that, Detective Pikachu.
Oh my God.
What the good. Fuck? Yeah.
Let's go from Letterkenny to fucking that.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Letterkenny to. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. I'll take that back.
It's a stream of consciousness. Yeah. You know?
That movie showed me that Mewtwo is a good guy. I always thought Mewtwo was a bad guy.
What? Why are you getting real out of nowhere, motherfucker?
I'm just saying, Mewtwo's a good guy.
He agrees with you because he's like, well, you're getting real here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Getting all personal and shit.
So I had the same feeling.
Well, no, like, he's Detective a real Pikachu alien. Is like the weirdest movie in that it is simultaneously great and a piece of shit. Like, the movie, the structure, and like the story are all garbage, yeah. They're all hot shit. But it's so well done. Like it looks, it looks great. Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu is the most bizarre thing. Like we just all let that skate by.
Yeah.
Like nobody double checked this. Like Van Wilder as Pikachu. Doing this.
Everyone just let that happen. He's really like, yep. Like
yeah. We all just rolled with it. That's fucking bananas to me. Do you have any idea how bizarre that is? Like the raunchy comedy.
I have no
guy?
Idea. I haven't seen it, but that sounds insane.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It is insane. You're right.
Yeah, just think Deadpool as fucking Pikachu.
Yeah.
But not so.
Yeah. You're like, this shouldn't be a kid's movie.
Yeah, right.
Do you watch Peaky Blinders? Speaking of Tom Hardy,
I watched my buddy, my roommate, actually, he just showed me the first two episodes like last week. So I'm just getting into it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And it starts
and
off
I
a little
it already.
Slow. It starts off a little slow, but it gets fucking
that's fine
great.
With me. I'm okay with that.
It's fucking good.
It's fucking
good.
No, it's one of my favorite shows. So
in the order of the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, no, I like it so far. I'm definitely enjoying it. The cast is fucking sick. My God. Ugh. Fucking, what's his name? The fucking Scarecrow.
I didn't know he was a Scarecrow.
Yeah, he's Scarecrow.
Yeah. Thomas.
Yeah.
Arthur's brother's really fucking good. The his mom. Yeah. What's her name?
Oh my God, she's fucking great in that.
So she gets even better. Yeah.
She was awesome, and then of course our like head detective, fucking what's his name, Sam Neill. He'll always just be Jurassic Park to me.
Oh fuck,
you know what I mean? Like that's every time I see him, I'm like, look, I love you, and you're a good actor, but you're just always gonna be Jurassic Park for me, my man.
Who's that guy that came in, my man?
I love you, you know.
I thought of it. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like I mean, he's probably like I've seen him in other shit, and he's a great actor, and I'm sure he works his nuts off to like you know actually inhabit these different characters and like perfect his craft. But I'm sorry, you were too much a part of my childhood for this one very specific thing.
Dude, for me, that's John Leguizamo. As the clown?
The clown in Spawn. Yeah so I know exactly what you mean.
Any fucking movie he tries to be serious in, I'm like, I just see the clown.
Yeah.
Or The Pest. I remember The Pest.
Yeah, The Pest. Oh, God. Oh,
what a glorious piece of shit that was.
Go back to the beginning of The Pest. You know how he sings in the beginning of the shower and all that? So there's a part when he's in the middle of a crowd, and then you see these fat little gangbangers, little Mexican kids fucking throwing up gang signs.
No shit.
Yeah, in the background. It wasn't part of the movie. Like, it's fucking hilarious. You gotta, like, when you catch that, you'll laugh, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
That is good. Well, that's actually a good point, though. With John Leguizamo, like, the last thing I remember him from was just doing comedy in Chef.
Yeah.
Which is fucking bomb. What an underratedly good movie.
Yeah, I heard good things about that movie. Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
Yeah, it's Jon Favreau, dude who made Iron Man.
Did you watch his special, the one about like I think it's like
oh, you're talking Spanish about John Lincoln? Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I watched
a lot of shit that I didn't know.
I think I watched like the first half hour of it and it was solid.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Is that a stand up?
What?
Well, that's how Leguizamo started.
Talking to the fucking mic.
No, but his little show that he had, it's kind of like has all that shit on stage and all that.
Well,
it's not really a...
What do you call that? What kind of stand-up?
It's like one-man show.
Yeah,
one-man show. Okay. One-man show. What's his name? Colin Quinn. He's been doing that for years.
He started in like improv and all that too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of guys bounce between that, the improv and the stand-up thing.
Is that like a growling thing?
Well, yeah, or UCB. You know, that's a big one. But there's improv troops fucking everywhere.
You ever thought about taking on acting?
No.
Why not?
Because I like writing my own shit.
Get off my bridge. Get off my bridge. I can see that.
Get off my bridge. All mad and shit.
I got it. Good tag.
Like this.
Good tag, homie.
He's just mad at me.
Do more visual jokes for the podcast, dipshit.
That was for you.
You want to pull some sign language?
That was like, for you.
Maybe throw up some of those gang signs so that everybody can see them. dumb motherfucker.
No, I don't want you to run because you're white.
I thought you were going to say because I was fat.
Because we both couldn't run that
much. Yeah, yeah, totally.
See, right back to us being a team.
That's the, that is the saddest foot race in California. It's you and me.
I wanted to see it.
Whose knees hold out the longest? That's all it is.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. So, yep. Tim, where can everyone find you?
Twitter at Close Pistachio, Instagram t.groeschel. Let Them Fight podcast on any fucking platform you want.
And open mics in Orange County or a show that you see?
No. I do have one to promote, actually. November 12th. It's a Tuesday down in Placentia.
Oh, I'm down.
My roommate, Matt Cole, runs the show. This is a six-year anniversary. He's been running the same fucking show in the same room for 6 years, and it's killer. And the lineup's fucking great. Like, it's literally all headlining guys. And it's so weird, too, like, thinking about the lineup right now, because we're not a thing alike one another. Yeah. Like, one of my favorite people who's on the show is this guy, Daniel Leach, is skinny as fuck, small white guy who does mostly one-liners, and he's mostly clean.
Oh, shit.
Like, he couldn't be further from what I do.
Super dirty.
Yeah, exactly. And I do, like, stories and shit like that. I'm not, like, this tight joke writer like he is, and yet he's still one of my favorite comics.
That's
going to
be a good show, then, because it's going to be, like...
And that's what I mean. It's a bunch of different headliners. Like, it's a killer, killer one.
Where's that at?
It's at a bar called The Clubhouse in Placentia.
What time?
7:30.
7:30?
Yeah.
Is there any black people there or no?
Yeah, Sam Ridley.
Cool.
A fucking great, great, great comic.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Ridley's a fucking murderer. Oh, we'll that's one of those dudes where, like, it pissed me off when I saw him.
So you said Tuesday. Hell yeah, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Well, yeah. Is it this Tuesday?
Why are you asking me?
Tuesday.
I'm losing track of time. It's November 12th.
No, it's not
November 12th. It's like that's why I was like, we didn't lose a week. Like, I know we've been awake a long time.
I like how you looked at me like.
Wait, did we lose an hour? Or does that happen tomorrow?
That's tonight.
Tomorrow.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
It's in 2 weeks.
All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Shut the fuck up.
7125media.com. And you can find Tim's podcast.
What's Let the Fight Podcast.
Yeah, Tommy Groceries, I think it's his name.
Or just look for him at a local
Eat
brewery.
Eat all my dick.
Just find him at the bar
Tim
somewhere.
Groeschel, everybody. All right, we're out.